KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's currently 75 degrees and sunny at the KJAN studios as we do look for a high of 100 today with southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield, Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, in an update to an earlier story we told you about, a missing Council Bluffs woman has now been found. 45-year-old Janice Winfield was found late Monday evening in Kearney, Nebraska. She was actually pregnant on that day and was transported to a hospital in Kearney for an examination. The family of 45-year-old Janice Annette Winfield received a text message from her sometime yesterday afternoon stating that she was in distress. The family of Winfield went to her home after receiving the message and discovered signs of foul play and called police. Once again, Winfield was pregnant and actually was scheduled to deliver yesterday. She is also being interviewed by police for more information when she was found, and the status of the unborn child is still not yet known. Missouri River flood victims have some new financial relief on the way. Grants and loans have been made available for individuals and businesses. Governor Terry Branstad approved a proclamation last week to enact the state individual assistance program. The program will be made available to western Iowa residents living in flood-affected counties of Woodbury, Monona, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont County. The state individual assistance grant program provides up to $5,000 to families with household incomes at or below twice the federal property tax. Small non-farm businesses in 14 Iowa counties are also eligible to apply for low-interest disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. Eligible primary counties are Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. Also eligible neighboring counties are Cass, Cherokee, Crawford, Ida, Montgomery, Page, Plymouth, and Shelby counties. The SBA eligibility covers both flood-related economic impacts on business dependent on farmers and ranchers, and also businesses directly impacted by the disaster. The deadline for those to apply is March 8, 2012. KJAN News Time 708.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Montgomery County Police report the arrest of a local woman late last night. Officers arrested Alexandria Marie Sint on a valid warrant for criminal mischief second degree. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held in lieu of $5,000 cash bond. Well, with dangerously hot temperatures and dew points forecast for the rest of the week, MidAmerican Energy is offering several energy-saving tips for local customers. And some of those include keeping your thermostat at 78 degrees or higher during those summer months to save money. You can also save money with a programmable thermostat that adjusts temperatures when you are asleep or out of the home. You can also use weather stripping chalk or to seal airlocks and block drafts in the basement and attic around doors, windows, chimneys, and other potential areas for air leakage. If you want more energy-saving tips, you can visit our website, kjan.com, and then click on News and find the full story. Congressman Leonard Boswell held a news conference at the State House this afternoon, revealing more details about a weekend accident at his farmhouse in southern Iowa.
We are thankful that nobody was killed or permanently injured, and very precarious, very tough situation. I hope none of you have to ever endure it.
Boswell says an armed intruder entered the home at about 10:45 on Saturday night and confronted his daughter.
I was certainly reacting as a father. That was my daughter. This guy had his hand on her throat and a gun on her face. And if he's going to shoot somebody, I'd prefer he shoot me. And so I went after him.
Boswell, who is 77 years old, wrestled a man who says he was wearing a ski mask and demanding money from the incident. A 25-year-old Davenport man has been found guilty of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl. Cedar Rapids television station KCRG reports that David Frazier was convicted on Monday of sexual abuse and lascivious acts with a child. Prosecutors say Frazier abused the girl on May 31, 2010, while staying at a friend's home. The girl, who is now 8 years old, testified at the trial, as did her parents. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And in our funeral announcement, 68-year-old Karen G. Smith of Atlantic died Sunday at her home at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Karen G. Smith will be held at 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And 66-year-old Elaine Lynn Willie of Slater died Monday at the Mary Greeley Medical Center in Ames. Funeral services for Elaine Willie will be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And that's a look at our KJAN state and local news and funeral announcements, as news was brought to you by your independent insurance agencies. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. The SkyScan forecast is next.